Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to the interview from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
I drink like one alcoholic beverage a month anymore.
An hour.
Yeah, sure.
You have a dark seated secret where you're actually, those aren't comic books. They're just like panels in front of all of the alcohol you have.
I did see a fun little video on had there been Instagram where somebody took a Capri Sun, they cut open the top, poured out the Capri Sun, put Jack and Coke in it, and then took a straightener and like resealed it, and then, you know, took it to work, and then, you know, the boss can't get mad at them because they got Capri Sun.
Huh.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's about right. I remember my freshman year roommate would take vodka in a Sprite bottle. He'd drink half the Sprite, and then you'd put the other, and then you'd put Sprite in the bottle.
You can drink that like it's normally a Sprite, because Sprite always burns on the way down, so you take a drink, you're like, ah, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just do what I did back in the day on Motorline and just drink Jack and Coke.
Allegedly.
I did it. You can smell it.
Okay.
I put way too much Jack in that Coke. It was bad.
I wasn't sure if you still worked for this place, so we had to say allegedly.
It was that GM. I don't give a shit. I don't. It was like, hey, it was second shift years ago.
Remember when they had that recall on all the trucks? That's why.
Probably around 20.
Real quick, if anybody listening to this could go over and buy a shirt so Joey has an income now, that would be super great, actually.
Anyway. Hi, everyone.
What do you want to talk about? Because it sure as hell ain't this fucking movie.
You should go ahead and intro us, Chuck.
Brothers, sisters, gender resistors. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the next 45 minutes, if we're
I'm
lucky.
I'm not sure it's going to take that long.
Of what you're going to hear. My utter disappointment in what this show is, which is the Comic Book Rundown Presents Rundown Reviews. I am the very disappointed host, Chuck, and I'm joined once again by the CEO, Editor-in-Chief, Supreme Ruler, and Reptilian Overloader of the Comic Book Rundown, Joey, and the most handsomest man in all of Illinois, Ron.
Damn, I need to go to Illinois more often.
Apparently.
Got some ugly fuckers.
You gotta keep
there.
The bits. You gotta keep the bits alive. You know what I mean? I haven't done these bits in a while.
I mean, if I'm the most handsome guy over there, I guarantee my bits are gonna stay lively.
I don't know what you guys talk about. This movie was great.
This movie was an atrocious way. Okay, so this was I'm gonna say this again because it's gonna be like months before the this morning's go out, but this was the worst weekend
this
for
was a
movie watching for podcasts we have ever had.
Yeah, full disclaimer to everyone listening and why we're so down on it. Right now we are reviewing, is it Guyver 2 or is it Guyver?
It's called Guyver
Dark Hero.
It's called Guyver Dark Hero from 1994. This movie came out. It was direct to video.
Felt like it.
It definitely was
direct to trash can.
Apparently, when it came out after, let's see here, coming from literally the IMDb, after the first film was criticized for being overly goofy and comical, the filmmakers added more elements of action and horror, hence turning the sequel to an R rating.
And yet we didn't get any titties.
So allegedly, even though the sequel was made R instead of PG-13, like the previous film, producer Wyatt Weed said they decided not to include nudity because the female characters portray strong women who are assertive and sexy, so nudity would have only been a distraction. After the movie bombed in VHS sales, he admitted maybe that decision was wrong.
I can second that decision was wrong, because if this would have had tits in it, I would have given it a higher score, as is noted, you know, in our history of the show.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Here's the thing. I want to agree with him, though. Not Ron, the director. I want to be able to have a movie, especially in the 90s, where we have strong, assertive women who don't need to show their boobs for us to, like, enjoy their acting and stuff like that. But also, did you feel like these, like, this was well-portrayed strong women?
No,
not at all.
Nobody was really strong and assertive.
Like, Corey was more along the lines of, like, that was the main character girl's name.
Right? Yeah. She was kind of, like, all over the place.
She was back and forth. She would be bossy and, like, in charge 1 minute, and then the next minute she'd just be, like, a docile little girl that did whatever everybody told her to do.
Yeah.
And I don't remember any other female characters being anything in this. Because, like, you had the guard, and she was just, like,
she was just a regular stock security guard.
Yeah. And then there was the other girl that was like an archaeologist or a scientist or whatever, and she didn't really play any part significantly in the movie.
No,
so.
Not really.
Yeah, so, Corey's character felt like a man's idea of what a boss bitch was in the 90s.
But, yeah, that's a pretty accurate assessment.
But she's that. Until the love interest comes in, and then she's a ditz. Which is, like, pretty much what happens. Is she's, like, this bitch boss leader person who everyone, I guess, respected. It didn't really feel like it. Until fucking what's-his-nuts. What's the lead dude's name?
Sean?
Yeah, Parker. Okay, I can't.
Yeah.
I struggle with Sean's and Shane's. So, and then Sean comes in, and she becomes this, like, I don't know, like, half a kind of a bitch, but not, I mean, not in a derogatory way, but, like, that's how they wanted to portray her, is that strong, rigid person who puts up walls, I guess. But then immediately, like, she just immediately flips.
She needs his help every time she needs something, yeah.
Yeah, letting a dude who she does not know on a archaeological dig that, like, he has no experience in, and she's just like, oh, well, clearly he needs to be here for some reason, so I'm just going to let this happen.
He drew pictures of the paintings on the walls.
That he also saw on the news.
Well, he didn't see the three. He didn't, that was not on the news. The picture of the three...
Guyvers?
They were the Guyvers. That was not on news. That was only in the caves. So when she saw that, that's when she's like, oh, okay, he knows something. But she didn't give anything away. She immediately shut him down and left. Although I do have to laugh. As soon as she left the store with her beer and bag of groceries,
threw the fucking groceries into the back of the truck. Yeah.
Laughed my ass off at that, because that was just hilarious. She hopped in the truck, and instead of, you know, she was actually kind of nice and like, hey, get off my truck. And he just kind of like, okay, fine. And she sped off. And then she came back. And I was just like, why would you? I mean, I knew she was going to, but I was like, why would you come back? Why?
I feel like it would have been more intriguing if he would have found out where it was and then found his way
and
out.
Just
there.
Showed up. Yes.
And then she's like, oh, okay, I see that you're actually determined to do this. Well, you can come out here with guards, you know, like.
And then, he should have actually maybe lied and said, hey, I'm also an archaeologist or something, instead of just like, no, I need to be here.
I'm something of a scientist myself.
Yeah, but he never once said why. He never once gave any explanation
why he
had to be there.
He needed to know. He needed to see.
Yeah.
It. He needed to be there.
And she was like, okay. No, that's not okay.
Yeah, I mean, shocker. The plot fucking falls apart in a movie that's set in the 90s. Was made in the 90s.
Which sucks, because I will admit, that final battle with Guyver and the Guyver Zornords, that slapped. I really liked that fight.
Yeah.
I thought that was
most
cool.
Of the fight scenes were pretty decent.
This was, a, this is a reverse of the normal problem we have, which is the first two acts are absolutely falling apart, and right. for some reason the third act actually was good. Yeah,
the one thing that made me that I really is a positive on this, watching that third act kind of makes me want to add in a lot more either anime or anime made live action. I know we have a couple, but like I want to go through and maybe add in some more. Like I know we had Guyver, obviously, and Fist and North Star, and we're gonna have Dragon Ball in the future. But
I mean, there was that Dragon Ball in the 90s that I brought up like a year ago. You did bring
it up, and I mean, I could find it maybe. but like, I know there is a live action Full Metal Alchemist movie that is Japanese with English dialogue, like English audio. Audio. Not subtitles. English dubbed.
Like dubbed. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good. There's three of them, and I watched all three of them. I liked the first one a little better than the other two, but they're good. But like it's stuff like that. Like I want to maybe add in more of that. And I've actually been thinking, because I know Chuck, you're not keen on doing the MCU anytime soon. Might pull those out for a while. Mainly because there's a lot of them.
I mean, we aren't getting close to the MCU.
We're not, but I mean, we're going to be getting closer than you think. We're only like maybe 2 years away, if that. But anyway, yeah. Regardless.
Well, I think what I'm worried about is like once we hit that, there is not a lot of stuff in there to break it up. Because they all come out so fast. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was thinking. Maybe it'd be similar to what we're doing with like the Star Trek or the Star Wars. Do one a month versus like Iron Man and then Hulk because they came out a few months apart, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's something. I mean, no, that's behind the scenes stuff, but that's whatever.
Yeah, it's a great work meeting we're having right now.
I mean, do you want to talk about that or do you want to talk about
Guyver? Let's talk about plastic cocaine, okay?
Okay.
At the beginning of the movie, that's what those guys were. That's why they were after the dolls. You can make anything, then you melt it down, and it's pure 100% cocaine.
I was more focused on the non-license plated van that they were loading everything up into. I'm like, you're gonna get stopped immediately. What the hell are you doing?
Nah, they were fine.
I love the idea that in the 80s they were just making anything into cocaine because it could be plastic. And then they melt it down. A lot of people are going to die.
Well, you're going to die from cocaine anyway.
You can't snort plastic.
Maybe you're just not trying hard enough, Chuck.
Maybe. So, you know what?
Guys, I was literally told today, and I can say this because she's not here, was literally told today by my girlfriend's mom that apparently you should not have the tea bags. You should not use tea bags when you make tea because apparently there's plastic in the tea bags that when you use it, it can get into your brain. And when she's telling me this, in my head, I'm like, turn off Fox News. What the fuck are you doing? Jesus Christ.
Hey, did you tell her you're supposed to take the tea bag out of the plastic protective coating before you put it?
Look, I just... When she says stuff like that, I just nod. I'm nodding the green.
Listen, there's literally plastics and everything. We
what?
Collectively, we have consumed so much plastic in our lives that we'll never be able to reverse any irreparable damage that's been done. That being said, it's not the plastics that you should worry about. It's the metal staple in a tea bag. That you should worry about.
I don't drink tea, so like I'm fine. But
I'm
like,
just saying. I'm just saying. If you're gonna worry about
bring the micro to the bag, because when you swallow the tea bag, that will get stuck around your uvula or whatever the hell it's called, and then you choke and die. Like,
yeah, really you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful of the string and the paper. Oh my god, the ink that's on the tab of the tea thing that you hold on to, that's toxic. You know.
I
agree with Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, I don't disagree. Yeah.
I mean, I don't even agree with me. That's terrifying, Ron.
So, the shipping warehouse where they're making these, or where they're shipping these cocaine Barbies to, why are there pipes with steam going through them?
Because I'm pretty sure that wasn't the actual shipping place. I'm pretty sure they because those security guards.
Yeah, they said, "What are you doing with our shipping?" You know, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I got. I don't know.
Yeah,
I do appreciate
everything runs on steam. It's all steampunk, didn't you know?
Back in the '90s, yeah, tracks. I do appreciate the how trigger happy all of those guys were. They see one thing and all of a sudden, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, that happened a lot in the '90s, didn't you know that?
That, yes, 100%.
Everywhere had steam, man. You didn't know that?
Yeah. So when he does see the paintings on the news, I did laugh at the guy on the news. That just reminded me of multiple different like movies.
Why are you laughing at him? His brother died. He got attacked by a bear.
Yeah, okay? that just reminded me of multiple different news reports where somebody's just laughing the entire time. But when Sean sees the paintings and like he rewinds and looks at the paintings, I'm pretty sure the ones that were scribbled out were just tic-tac-toe boards. Guaranteed they looked like tic-tac-toe boards.
One of the ones that Sean drew, though, looked like Trogdor.
Trogdor. Which one's Trogdor? From what?
It was a dragon, but it was a man. And it's like got the man arm. Like, never mind. Don't worry.
Oh my god! From fucking is that Homestar Runner?
I can't remember who. It's a like a song. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a cartoon dragon and he had one muscular human arm. This is very like early, not early internet, but like early YouTube.
The thing is, I probably.
Yeah, that fucking guy. You don't remember him at all?
I don't know that.
Wow, I haven't thought about Trogdor. What's his name? Trogdor?
Yeah, Trogdor the Burninator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not Homestar Runner. Is it? Is it Homestar Runner?
It is.
Or How to Kill a Mockingbird.
Isn't that
a book? No. The book is To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Yes.
A song by Strong Bad.
The video, How to Kill a Mockingbird, is not good. It's very bad, but I highly recommend it. If you've never seen it, it's very funny.
Okay.
It revitalized the Final Countdown.
Alrighty.
It's a big epic battle at the end of it where the Final Countdown plays.
The Final Countdown.
As you can tell, we don't give a fuck about this movie.
We really don't. I will say
that says that because there's not a lot to it. There's not a lot to this movie.
Let's talk about how quickly they wrote Mitski out of this movie so they could give him a new love interest.
Yeah. Honestly, I thought that was a flashback. I really thought that was a flashback. But no, that was after he saw that drawing, it like whatevered to him seeing her in the park and then saying goodbye. I'm like, whoa, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible, if we're being honest.
I did like the few times when he did, like, when Sean was, like, running, and he, I'll say morphed, he changed, whatever. That looked kind of cool, the couple times. There were a couple times where it didn't look good, but I have it written down here, the one time when he was actually running, I think. Don't know exactly which time that was. Because he did it a few different times.
The first time looked better than the second time. As this movie progresses, you can tell that they were running out of money, especially in the special effects department.
I think it was, yeah. So it was when there was the bear, when he went to go fight the bear.
Which was a
fish
rhino?
A rhino.
Rhino?
Yeah.
Was it rhino?
Like, Yeah, it looked. Okay. Yeah, that dude looked like a rhino. The first guy that he fights.
Yeah,
it ends up being like the lead guard or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
The super rapey dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know it's the 90s, so a bad guy. The only way you can get a bad guy across is that he wants to rape somebody.
That naturally tracks. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so the costumes in this. Okay. The vibe is very different in this movie, and that they try to make it look, I mean, it's called Dark Hero for a reason. It has more of like a edgier aesthetic, I guess is the word I'm looking for here. It does not, this, my biggest frustration with this movie was it doesn't have any of the magic and charm that the first one had.
Agreed.
Yeah, correct.
All of the silliness is gone.
Well, the first one was intentionally campy, and this one was like, well, what if we made it serious? You know? Well, and
because like I read, they got negative feedback for it being too campy, too comical, and that's where the charm was.
But that's where their selling point was for the first one, because otherwise it was just garbage.
But then you look at the actual like source material, which I've never read, I've never seen the anime, and I think that is on a more serious tone. The difference is when the Guyver comic or manga or show came out. That's a different environment, you know? Like, that was, like, the 80s and 90s time.
It was a hardcore edgelord, like, you know.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, when the environment for that time period, it's no different than Fist of the North Star. Or even, I guess, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, maybe. Like, because I still haven't watched that. I read that. Like, the manga, when it comes out, kind of reflects what's going on in the time period, around the world. So,
everybody's super gay now. That's why JoJo is Bizarre Adventure is super gay.
Maybe.
This coming from a very gay man who very much loves JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That's really it's really fucking gay. I don't know if you've ever seen it, Ron, because I know Joe hasn't.
Yeah. That's why I call it JoJo's Homoerotic Adventures, because
Joey will put is gonna watch it sometime, but we're just gonna get a message in the chat. Wow, JoJo's really gay. I'm like, yeah, we told
there's
you, man.
There's a lot of man love going on in that show.
There's a lot of crop tops and low ride jeans, and it is fucking awesome.
The best. Yeah, and the men in there are definitely in love with each other.
Yeah, they'll never admit it. They're just friends, but
yeah, they live with each other for the rest of their adult lives and stuff. But
all right, so Guyver came out started out in 1985, and as of 2016, it went on hiatus. So apparently, it's still coming out, allegedly. That's pretty impressive, honestly.
Yeah, it has a very Super Sentai vibe, so I could see that they could just keep making it forever.
Yeah, but like I said, it's on hiatus. It's been on hiatus for the last 10 years.
Right.
Which, 10-year hiatus, that kind of almost...
Yeah, so is the Elite Eight Showdown, you know what I mean? Like, it'll come back.
Sure. Well, we got, like, 4 episodes of it, and then...
You got 6.
Actually, he got 5. I got 6.
I was supposed to get 10.
Listen, take it up with the boss. All right?
He hasn't answered my call. I haven't talked in the video for him.
I was gonna say you have to send a piss video to get his attention. Yeah,
I haven't talked to him since November, so
doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
in the slightest.
It's all good. Anyway,
take it up.
Take
it up with your boss, Chris. That's who you should take it up with, because he could probably get it actually out there.
I mean,
my last
my
note
friend, not my boss,
is that. It seems like he's gotten better at fighting until he fights like anybody bigger than him, in which case he sucks again.
Well, okay, slow down. First off, if we want to talk about fight scenes, we could talk about why this weekend did we get two, again, time of recording. We recorded Getting Franchised, where we did Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And Popeye the Slayer Man. Spoilers, we liked one better than the other. But why did we get two movies where there was a fight in water that looked absolutely ridiculous?
Yeah.
So the fight scene, In this movie, three, with the it's water.
Like, it's like it 2 feet of water. Yeah.
How did he disappear into it?
He was actually drilling underneath the water into the ground, which is why it came up like a geyser.
It's actually like,
a geyser.
It was like all I could think of was when they re-released the Godzilla, or not re-released it, but when they brought back Godzilla, the like newest one for like the Monsterverse or whatever,
King of Monsters, or whatever, or
the one the before one. That,
yeah,
the first one. Everybody was shitting on the poster for it because he's supposed to like be in the middle of the ocean or whatever, and he's like standing, and everybody was like. The proportions are not correct here. That's what this felt like. It felt like this water was actually deeper than it led on to be, unless they stood up and all of a sudden their legs just got super long.
You see, Godzilla is the kaiju Jesus, so he can walk on water.
Yeah, well, that's actually
kind of, but the tension surface of the water can't hold him completely, so he does sink down to about knee level.
I did see a really funny TikTok today that was a guy being like, yeah, I'm a Star Wars fan, but I don't like this Star Wars because this isn't the kind of Star Wars that I like. And then it cuts to like him being somebody else. And it's, yeah, I'm a Godzilla fan. I love every movie individually for exactly what it is, despite the fact that every single one is different. There's a flying Godzilla, and we love him. There's a super serious Godzilla, and we love him. And I just... I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
That is a very accurate representation of both fandoms.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Godzilla fans. Y'all just fucking take it on the chin regularly. But you still love that fucking little lizard.
That's right. Autism keeps Godzilla powered.
You're not wrong. Yeah. Godzilla in trains, man.
I still haven't watched that last Godzilla Kong. I haven't watched that one yet.
I watched one of them. But I haven't watched
New Empire, the newest one. Yeah, I haven't watched that one either.
I liked it. It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I think they've already released a trailer for the next one.
Yeah. Or that's like a super battle.
Okay.
Yeah. Because what's his nuts comes back. I'll never say his name. The Golden Three-Headed Dragon?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
Gigamon
Rhododendron or something like that?
The Rodon? I don't know. No, it's not Rodon. That thing is different.
You can tell how big of a
did you not see that? Did you not see the end clip? In the movie where he dies, which was King of the Monsters, I think.
Yeah, because that leads into
Ghidorah.
That leads into Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, there's another clip. They have the head. They have one of his heads.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. And okay. Then technically, Super Ghidorah or Mega Ghidorah or something like that, when he comes back, has like a head that's similar to Mecha Godzilla. He gets like a robot head.
Mm.
He
okay.
Back. Yeah. Super Ghidorah.
I think we were watching those. I haven't seen those in a while.
You know what? They are aggressively mediocre, but they're great.
I enjoy them. Yeah.
If you like big, giant, like, monster movies, then they're fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't like kaiju, you're not going to like the fucking movie. It's not made for you. Shut the fuck up that it's not a good movie. And go watch, I don't know, The Notebook or something, man. I don't know, but, like, fucking shut up.
Look, if you don't want to see men dressed in monster uniforms fighting in well-recreated model towns,
get don't watch any Super Sentai.
Yeah.
Or Power Rangers.
I personally enjoy watching, you know, people that are dressed up like, you know, crazy monsters smashing model towns. I think it's great. I also loved in Hot Fuzz where they reenacted it with when they're fighting in, like, the little town...
Garden Township.
And
you're the second person that brought up Hot Fuzz to me today.
Timothy Dalton falls and gets the church through his head mouth.
I do remember that.
That was great.
God, yeah, I haven't seen that movie forever either.
I think Hot Fuzz is a criminally underrated movie.
Because it's amazing.
Like, it just happened to follow a much better movie, which of Shaun of the Dead.
Yes.
But and our expectations were way too high.
Hot Fuzz has action. It has bromance. It has comedy. It has action. It has bromance. Oh.
Do you know how often after that movie I went, why do you always think it's murder? I used to say that shit constantly. Oh my God, I love that movie. Anyway, fucking Guyver, I didn't care for.
Okay, so I got a few more things. So Atkins, the guy who was the one of the archaeologists, but
the weight loss dude?
No, but was actually a government agent. He was very recognizable to me. I saw him and I recognized him. Had to look him up. Apparently, I think out of all of his roles that he was in, which was like 130 roles, about 100 of them, he was either a cop, a security guard, a firefighter, or some sort of agent, like FBI, CIA, something like that. So he likes to play a government official of some sort.
He looks like a douche, so that makes sense.
Yeah. It's the hair.
Yeah. Did Guyver have laser titties in the first movie?
Well, the titties, it was like mouth or something.
No. He does a uni beam.
He had that.
Okay,
I don't remember that.
He tried to use it. He used it on what's his nuts at the end. Because I think he tried.
He tried
to use it like at one other point, but like he stopped himself. Yeah, because he used it like two or three times in the first one. And then I completely forgot about it until he brought it up at the very end again in this one. Okay.
You're right.
I've got random yelling when he's at the top of whatever hill he's on, yelling to Corey, and she hears him, even though she's miles away, and she yells at him.
Over the sound of the fighting in the water and everything. You know?
I also, at that same moment, he blocks the road with the truck, which I think is the only road. And at this point in time, Atkins had already called backup in.
Yeah.
So how they got past that, I don't know.
Pushed it off cliff.
Well, they actually didn't because they get that truck later.
They pulled it back up. They're kind of people.
And then my last note is when they're setting the charges to destroy the ship, they set all the charges on the outside, and not even on the ship on the outside. They set it on the scaffolding.
As you do.
Yeah, so they were planning on burying it so somebody could come dig it up later. They literally said
they wanted to destroy the ship.
Why does that thing look like a hairy vagina? Anyone else see that? Just me?
Yeah. No, it wasn't just you.
Okay, good.
Also, the proportions were off after it came out of the ground. That was another bad thing.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
Yeah, I don't. This movie was not great.
It doesn't hold, like, there's nothing redeemable about this movie, and it shows.
I mean, actually, we have a little bit of redemption in it. There's more kills than the last one.
And how many kills would that be, Joey?
That'd be 19. We also have, so lost limb count. We've got two Zoonoids that lose their heads. And one, I think, gets his head chopped off. The other one gets blown off, which was kind of fun. And then we have one guy who loses a third of his head. Yep.
So would that be 2.5 or 2.3?
2.3.
Okay.
I'll let you have that.
Yeah, so there's our redeeming qualities.
Bingo.
Right. So for our bingo, we have product placement, hero kills, dead parents, dying mentor, government interference, comic logic, origin flashback, rejecting powers or destiny, villain monologue, unexplainable science, a reformed bad guy, and fight for control of something.
Okay. That's about... I feel like that's kind of, we're just hitting
the big ones. Hits. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably normally what's going to happen anymore. So,
yeah.
What we got?
Have we watched a movie yet where the hero doesn't reject his destiny?
Oh yeah, sure.
Blank Man. That's like the only thing that's coming to my
Star mind. Trek.
Yeah, Star. I mean, Star okay. Trek, obviously.
Time Cop.
Time Cop.
Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, essentially non-superhero ones.
Tank
Phantom.
Girl.
Phantom.
That's true. Phantom. He doesn't ever try to Phantom. Not be.
Yeah, he straight up left his potential girlfriend to go.
Yeah. Up everything. Judge Dredd.
So, yeah. Judge Dredd. That's a good one.
Yeah, sure. So, we've only had, like, two movies that didn't have comic book logic. History of Violence and Road to Perdition?
Probably, yeah. That sounds right. They're in another book, or I'd look them up.
when we hit 200, we should go through the bingo.
Go and see what our biggest bingo numbers are.
Yeah, and like what gets the most and what got the least.
That'd be interesting. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's next summer.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
This is 151. So,
lots happening. Count your fucking days, folks. Count your fucking days.
Spawn Cape.
I mean, so I would say that this was at least on par with the first one.
The practical effects look good. The suits look good.
Yeah, suits look good. And him, like, demorphing, kind of like, there was one where he was, like, standing there and it, like, flipped off of him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought still looked okay. Thought it looked good.
For 90s,
Yeah, the suit looks better. I will say that, like, they've definitely invested in making the suit look cleaner. Or something. I still don't know if I'm in love with it. Like, I think it looks cool, but I don't think I like the organic look of the suit.
That's fair.
And maybe that's just because, hot take, I'm not a big Ultraman guy, and this has a very Ultraman vibe.
Okay.
And so, like, I think that's why I'm not, like, in love with it, because I don't find Ultraman all that interesting looking, if that makes sense. I say as I have an Ultraman figure on my wall, but it doesn't do a lot for me. That being said, the titty beam seemed kind of fucking weird. It was like kind of just like super bright flash. We didn't really see anybody change, right? Like, we didn't see the monsters change.
We did.
Like last time, did we?
The dad changed, Crane changed a few different times.
Okay. They still haven't figured out.
We have to watch them change, though.
That's what I mean. Because like saw like, that in the original.
They
do body manipulation.
Yeah.
They would
cut back to while they're mid change. They'd cut to and from.
Oh, but they weren't like showing like throbbing.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Like throbbing bodies. That's what I mean.
Okay. Sorry.
Which we got a ton of in the first one, which I can only assume was a budget. That was a budget thing.
Sure.
I'm sure that was unbelievably expensive to make, which is why we saw them in the first one. Once they turned into their monsters, they didn't really ever change back.
Yeah. I brought up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say 2 out of 19. It doesn't really hold up. You know what killed it for me? They still don't know how to do fucking hands. They don't know how to make monster hands not look like fucking doofy looking gloves. Especially one dude who's like pinkies were supposed to be claws or something, or talons. Or I don't know, but they just whipped around like tentacles, and I didn't like how I felt about it. You know,
that's fair.
Weirdly that's sexual.
That's where I'm at. So not a Muppet.
I'd say Atkins, honestly, just because he's like the only black guy.
My vote was for Corey, and that's just because I like to have something to look at that's not a Muppet.
That's fair.
I mean, granted, I did watch the Happy Time Murders this, weekend, but
I'm going to go everybody's a Muppet unless they transform into a Zoonoid or a Guyver. Then they're human.
Or nobody's a Muppet until they transform into a Zoonoid and Guyver, and then they're Muppets.
Watching people get murdered by Muppets could be good.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, we'd be attacked by a bear. It's just this 2 foot tall.
Waka waka.
I'm here for that.
That would be guys are pretty good.
All right. All right. Score.
Score and the generic continuum, which is probably a no. I don't think you're ever going to watch this movie again.
Yeah, that's a tough one. All right, does it pass the generic continuum realistically? I don't think so, because I didn't have a fun time. There's nothing, you know why? Because there's nothing to make fun of in this movie. It's right. Not a funny, campy movie. Yeah. It tries to take itself way too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
The special effects, they look better. The fight scenes, I will say, again, like we said, this is a one-act movie that happens at the end instead of like the beginning or the middle.
Yep.
And the fight scenes look decent, but like also the plot is kind of fucking stupid. Like, it's fine. I think they made the best of it and it made sense for what they were trying to do with it. I just think it was a bad story.
Bad execution, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't. I feel like they could have. I feel like they could have written more. Yeah, this joke isn't going to make sense now, but it will in like a month or a couple months from now. I was expecting him to be the monster the whole time, and then it be revealed, and not it just be a giant rubber body. You know what I mean? That'll be very funny when you all hear Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey.
and then yeah. Oh, I would say we should. I should make a note in Blood and Honey to go back to the Guyver. Review.
Yeah, that's yeah. Hey, listen to Guyver review. So nobody yeah. Wow. Way to get us tens of downloads, Joey. I'm gonna say fuck.
Do you wanna know what you gave the first one?
Yeah, what did I give the first one?
You actually the first one.
Yeah, I know.
You gave it an 8.99.
Oh, let's do it more like this.
I would not score that high.
You gave Wrath of Khan a 1.81.
But I like this better than Wrath of Khan. See, I don't like knowing my other scores because I want it to be pure in a vacuum. I'm gonna say 3.98. Like, this isn't bad. It wasn't bad. I'm indifferent about it.
There's some good scenes in here.
The fight scenes are cool.
But the thing as a whole is just not.
Yeah. All the fight scenes and the costumes and the practical effects are really fucking cool. The problem is there's like at least 35 to 45 minutes of bullshit in between that I had to sit through. I think I messaged the group. This movie was 2 hours and I felt every minute of it.
Yeah, yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah. I think yeah, because I messaged them like, yeah, I totally agree as I was watching this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ronald, can you save the score?
Yeah, I can make sure it never gets above 5. So this, I was so bored watching this. Like, normally, you know, I have a fairly decent like little list of notes of things that, you know, I want to bring up and stuff. I was not paying attention so much to this that I have 7-8 notes on my paper. It was, other than the fight scenes, it was kind of a shit show. They didn't, like, the acting was terrible, and it wasn't even like comically terrible. It was like, don't understand what entertainment is terrible. The storyline was, you know, moot. And I did not enjoy this. Like, of all the things that we watched this weekend, the only thing that scored lower than this was Winnie the Pooh. But I gave this a 1.91.
Wow.
Mm.
It was like I said, it was rough. I didn't even pause it when I got up to do things.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's super fair.
Joey, what are you giving it?
Did you watch it with anybody? You watched it by yourself?
No, I watched it by myself.
Yeah, that probably fucked your score too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm agreeing with both of you. This movie is not great. But, like, we said, the fight scenes were really good. It's just the movie as a whole wasn't. The acting, like you said, Ron, is all over the place. The story is all over the place. People are in places because they need to be, not because it actually makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like Sean could have found a better way to get to the dig site, because she, like Corey even says, when he's trying to ask the guy at the gas station or the convenience store, like, hey, can I get to the dig site? And she's like, yeah, everybody, the reporters are trying to get there and we're not letting anybody up there. Like, are you a reporter? Yada, yada, yada. And he says no, I think, but like, he doesn't give any other explanation. And then she takes him up there. Like,
maybe why? We're just underestimating how lonely she was up there.
Well, she had the, what, Doug or Ben or whatever that guy's name was. I don't know. She had Atkins. She could have went with Atkins.
Isn't that the FBI agent?
Yeah. Anyway, so all in all, this movie, it had potential, especially after the first one was fun and decent. But all in all, this, like I said, the only good thing this movie really that I got out of this was that I wanted to see a little more anime or anime-inspired movies, which isn't really saying anything because I watch a lot of that stuff anyway. I watch a lot of Super Sentai and Tokusatsu, you know, shows. So, like, that's not really saying much for me. But I gave this movie a 3.78, which gives us a combined score of 3.22, which drops it in out of 151 movies at number 127, which ties it with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Turtles 3 before I watch this, probably.
I feel the exact same way about Ninja Turtles 3 as I did this movie.
So it is just behind Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai and Toxic Avenger Part 2 at a 3.23, and just above Black Scorpion at a 3.16.
I never saw Buckaroo Banzai, but all those movies, I would say I arguably feel the same about this. So it's in good company.
Yeah.
Which is bad company. Y'all ever play that game, Bad Company?
Uh-uh.
I don't think I have.
That was a good game. I really liked it. It's very edgelordy, but I liked it. It was really good.
Okay.
It was pretty much if writers of Deadpool, like, humor made a Call of Duty game.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
All right.
Shout out to Chris. He doesn't seem like it. He seems too intellectual for video games.
Oh, he loves video games.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I've known my friend better than you, Joe.
Like, he loves the new Spider-Man's. He's a big Indiana Jones fan. So, like, he played the new Indiana Jones and the Golden Circle, I think is what
there's it was an called. Indiana Jones game?
Yes, just came out.
There was a couple, actually.
But like, there's a brand new one that just came out last year on the Xbox, and I think it's coming out, if it hasn't already come out, on PlayStation this year. So
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
want to play it, I just haven't played it yet.
You know which one which Indiana Jones is the best? Lego Indiana Jones. No.
Ooh,
Lego
good Indiana point. Jones. Yes. That one's classic. Yeah. I love that one.
Lego Indiana Jones is fun.
Yeah.
Realistically, any IP that gets a Lego game is, like, arguably better.
That's, you're not wrong.
Yeah. I'm waiting for, like, Lego Arkham.
That would be, they haven't made a Lego something in a while. I'm trying to think of the last one they did.
They're doing Lego movies.
Star Wars Saga. That was 2 years ago.
They just had a Lego movie not that long ago.
Yeah, they had the Lego Batman movie too, a couple years back.
Yeah,
I feel like the Lego movie 2 was like last year, wasn't it?
That was in like 2021 or 2022.
Yeah,
was it really? Holy
yeah, because Lego Batman came out the year after, which I think was either 2022 or 2023.
Oh my god! Okay, is that on the list?
Technically, no. But I Why could not? Put it on the list. I don't.
Oh, yo. Okay, so I got two pitches. Oh, when we finish Star Trek, the Lego variants of all like for a year. So we do all the Lego movies. Okay. Or we do Godzilla because there's a ton of Godzilla comics.
There is some Godzilla comics. That's
true.
Oh, I do recommend. Do I have it over here readily? No, I don't. Godzilla Goes to Hell. If you've never read the Godzilla Goes to Hell comic, I highly recommend it.
Okay.
I have not.
I have not either.
Yeah, it's very good. He fights Cthulhu.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. Alrighty.
Find it.
Well, before you do that, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you, Chuck?
Hey, guess where you can find me? On the internet at Kicked Out of the Hood, No Ian Kicked. You can find my hobby page, where I'm painting up miniatures. At time of release, what challenge do I want to give myself by time of release? I got a month. I am going to be painting up I'm painting up some Ark World stuff, which is a fantasy miniature game that I absolutely adore and love. It's my favorite miniature game kind of all time. Or if you love old school 90s minis, I'm painting up the original Rat Skins. Don't know if I'm allowed to call them that anymore. I forget what I'm supposed to call them because they're Native American themed from Necromunda with a Necromunda Pyromaniac, I think is the miniature. I'm going to be using them in 2020, whatever like the newest edition is, as outcasts for a campaign thing at my local. So I got to get them painted up like very soon. I'm very excited because fucking old miniatures are fucking awesome. Old school Games Workshop shit's fucking derpy and awesome. So go over there, Kicked Out of the Hobby, No Ian Kicked. You can see my progress on those. Awesome. Ronald? Oh, you know where you can also find me? Getting Franchised at there the end go. Of every month, of Sunday, last Sunday of every month, you get Getting Franchised, the latest and greatest in movie franchises. Joey and I and Ron
from time came to time. On. I think this month is the one with Ron. I think this month is My Bloody Valentine.
Yay! My Bloody Valentine that we watched for Valentine's Day in January for what would be June? May?
It was supposed to be June. We're in June. This will be coming out in June. It was supposed to be a Patreon thing, but,
That didn't work out.
Stopped doing Patreon.
But now we give our art away for free. We give it to you. For us, because we love you. And art should never be taxed.
There is some art that we don't give away for free, and that's the art that's on our shirts out at TeePublic and Redbubble.
Yep.
Yeah, so because actually, sometimes it's important to pay your artists. You know what I mean?
If you go to TeePublic, you can go pick up Ron's drawing of My Bloody Valentine to go with the episode of Getting Franchised.
And you need to wear it while you watch the episode of Getting Franchised because then you'll feel like you are right here.
We don't put video of that one out.
Oh, sure. Watch it. Listen to it. I don't care what you do with it. You can listen to it in your brain and watch it with your eyeballs inside.
True.
But
just close your eyelid. You'll see on the inside of your eyelids. We promise.
That's right. And you will feel like you are part of the show wearing that shirt because we all have that shirt.
We do. I fucking love that shirt. It's the OSHA Employee of the Month shirt.
It's a great shirt.
It's a great, great shirt. And more importantly, because I'm going to say it live here. Look, we got 8 minutes. Joey, I have a very important question for you. I found a Batman action figure at Walmart. And that motherfucker had a gun strapped to his chest. I need to know what happened.
No,
in Batman Year 2.
This is what it is. It's Alfred in the Bat costume. Because Alfred would not hesitate to cap somebody's ass.
True. That is very true. And he has multiple times in the comics. So Batman Year 2, Fear the Reaper. I have read that comic. I haven't read that comic in quite some time. I have a few different copies over there on the shelf. I did not remember why he has a gun in that one.
It's to shoot people.
Well, as we all know, if you shoot somebody below the kneecap, not murder. Aggravated assault. He can walk on an aggravated assault charge. Yeah.
It's the same thing if you wing him. You can shoot him in the arm.
I would like to think that he has some type of like knee kink, and that's why he shoots people in the knees.
You know,
his dad did have mafia ties, so I mean,
allegedly,
he's just over there with a guy. He's like, show me your knees, and he just like shoots people in the knees, and then it just cuts to like Joker. I'm like, you want to know how I got these scars on my knees? And then he just like, it's just him constantly lifting up his like pants to show people it's like bloody knees. Okay, now Ron, I need you to make a shirt that is a Batman screaming, "Show me your knees," while holding a gun at people.
Actually, I wear that one.
Nobody will ever want to know why this exists. Oh my god! Can we send that to Zack Snyder? Can we get that surveyed and send it to him?
Okay. No, Chuck is on to something. Okay.
Maybe we send it to James Gunn, and that's why he makes Batman. He puts this like reference in where, oh my god, if we send it to James Gunn and he makes a Batman movie.
What if we send it to your neighbor and then send him another shirt to send to Zack Snyder?
Mm-hmm. Actually, which version of Batman would probably do this? The fucking Allstate commercial one? No, State Farm. The State Farm. They made a whole new Batman and a dope ass looking Batmobile for nothing? For no reason?
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to auction it off. Who knows?
I don't know.
Fun stuff. Anyway. I feel like if one Batman would wear our stuff, though, it would be Michael Keaton. Because he's so old right now, he doesn't give a fuck.
That's true.
Anyway, Ron, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Blue Skies at Good at This Game. You can find my art on Instagram at Good Art This Game. You can also find it on our shirts, obviously. And you can find me right here on this podcast, and every now and then you can catch me on Getting Franchised that Chuck already plugged for us. So, Joey, where can I find you?
On social media, Comic Book Rundown. You can email us, comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Rate and review us, podcasting app of choice. If you do, we'll read an upcoming episode. You can also watch us on YouTube. I do put out the rundown
Joey
reviews.
Does put out, let me tell you.
Yes, I do. I put out rundown reviews on the YouTubes. I also, every now and then, whenever I guess right now when I feel like it, because I am just taking my time with these, but when I do put out Comic Book Rundown again. I'm not pushing myself on those like I used to. I don't want to get myself burnt out because I don't want to burn out. But also, we've got merch over at Redbubble and TeePublic. We already talked about that. Already talked about Getting Franchised multiple times. And our song was done by the
Dr. Father, formerly known as Cam.
Thank you. I was getting there. Thank you. So our next movie.
Oh no, it's gonna be a Star Trek.
What do you mean, We get to see our good friend Chris, or Chuck's good friend Chris.
How the fuck are we already up to another goddamn Star Trek?
Because we moved it up a week. It's fine.
No, it's not. It's not fine. Stop doing this.
What's this one called?
Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country from 1991. Hey, we're one step closer to the Next Generation crew. We're one step closer to the good movies with Abrams.
Is this this is an even number movie, so it's gonna suck?
Yes, it's
no, it's a Star Trek movie, so it's gonna suck.
Well, I know that.
It's supposed to be better. It's a better one. It's number six. It's supposed to be better.
Is that the title? Star Trek VI, it's supposed to be better.
Star Trek VI, we're sorry for the last one. I don't want to watch them.
I'm sorry. I mean, just look at it this way. You had three movies between the last one, technically. Could have been four, like, but we did the chitty chats, so.
Still didn't feel like it.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
All right.
Anyway, but yeah, that's it. That's
all. Can we get a sad Scooby Doo there, Chuck?
Blah 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 blah.